It seems to me that we can probably paraphrase Thucydides to get to the true cause of the war. It was not the growth of power at Athens and the fear that it inspired in Sparta that was the truest cause of the war. It was the growth of Athenian power and the fear that it inspired in Corinth that was the truest cause of the war. Now, the war finally broke out in 431 after these various skirmishes. And the war broke out when the Athenians rejected an ultimatum presented to them by the Spartans. The Spartans had said, if you lift the Megarian decree, this war can be avoided. So it was clearly a central issue. Once the war broke out in 431, this period, this first 10-year period of the war, is normally named for the Spartan king who led the first invasion of Athens. His name is Archidamus, and so we refer to the first part of the war as the Archidamian War. During the Archidamian War, the Spartans invaded Athenian territory every year. Each summer, come March, just as you're getting ready to either plant your crops or to prepare the fields, in come the Spartans, and they cut everything down, making it impossible for the Athenians to grow any crops that year. And so each year, in the springtime, as the Spartans appeared on the horizon, the Athenians would pack their bags, collect their sheep and their other movable belongings, and they would move inside the walls of Athens. Remember that earlier the Athenians had completed their long walls so that the city was now a bastion, not only surrounded by walls, but connected by walls down to the Piraeus. They would come in, the Athenians would come in, and from the walls they would watch the Spartans devastating their territory. Now, this extraordinary policy is, in fact, directly attributable to Pericles. It is Pericles' defensive policy. And in one of his speeches, Pericles says to the Athenians, as long as you have the navy, you will be safe because you can supply yourself from your empire. In a sense, the Athenians are giving up their territory, Attica, and using the entire Delian League, the Athenian Empire, as their territory. So the whole scale of this war, and as a result, the policy of the protagonists is new. And the Spartans, I'm sure, in the first campaigning seasons, must have been astonished as they marched into Attica to find that there was nobody resisting them and that the Athenians had simply moved inside the walls. The Periclean policy that's outlined in his speeches early in the war maintains that not only should the Athenians rely on the empire and the navy to supply them, but at the same time, they should not make the mistake of trying to make further additions to their empire. It's hard not to read this without thinking about the subsequent events in the war, because of course, the war will end in disaster for the Athenians for the simple reason that they did try to make additions, conquering Sicily. So in these speeches set early in the war, what we seem to have Thucydides doing is him trying to understand the underlying lessons of the war, the underlying reasons why Athens failed, and then retrojecting these back into his narrative early on, so that from the very beginning of the war we have a sense of the direction that it will follow as the war develops. This pattern of defensive warfare, though it lasted for many years during the war, was interrupted by important events in the second year, because it was in the second year of the war that Pericles died, and at the same time that the Athenians were hit by the plague. Now, these two events, I think, for Thucydides, were deeply affecting. They summed up for him something critical that the Athenians faced, something that the Athenians lost, so that in many respects the subsequent end of the war is really a long playing out of the conditions that we find early in the war at the time of the death of Pericles. I'd like to develop this a little further by talking about the way that Thucydides writes this section of his narrative. The death of Pericles, I think, for Thucydides, suggested to the historian the passing of all that was finest in Athens. Pericles, in a sense, for Thucydides, is the embodiment of everything that is best in Athens. And the physical suffering that comes to Athens in the plague, which is described immediately after we have Pericles being described, this physical suffering of the plague, I think, is meant to suggest a kind of moral breakdown as well. so that we're seeing Athens at its very finest early in the war with Pericles, and then we're seeing the subsequent descent into a kind of moral abyss, physical and moral, from which the Athenians will not be able to recover.